We are talking about the detection of unmanned aircraft or remotely piloted aircraft is probably the better way to describe them even. And then the ability to defeat them, either make them turn around and go home, make them come out of the sky in some fashion, or make them otherwise unable to continue whatever mission they were on.
Thomas Sawyer is president of Grand Skies Development Company. He says the U.S. Department of Defense has been the main driver behind the effort. He says UAVs have quickly become a tool for opposition forces to use against the U.S. military.
Opposition forces, or you know, people that we're fighting against, are using drones for nefarious activity, whether it's just to spy or to carry weapons. That's where a big chunk of the investment is. And there's also concerns of drug smuggling across the borders, carrying illegal narcotics or other illicit materials fairly long distances.
Sawyer says counter-UAS technology is just the beginning. He says the effort goes beyond preventing forces from using drones against us.
There is a counter-UAS effort as well.
Sawyer says for every technology developed, some people will use it for good and some will use it for bad. He says we need to be prepared for both. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.